Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Welton back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top tax experts on small businesses in the world, and certainly our top tax small business tax person. She is the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes Series, 2013, out right now, and we've been talking about this with her since 1998, and she's our good friend, Barbara Welton. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back, Barbara, as always. Hey, Barbara, something that I've been reporting on for probably a dozen years that you and I have never talked about before is what's now called the Marketplace Fairness Act, which is another way of saying what we've called it over the years, the Online Sales Tax Act, or has been a number of iterations. But this is what to do about taxing sales, applying sales tax to a product that's bought online and delivered to your area. Your area sales tax would apply in this case and would be remitted by the seller. And this has been a big debate that's been going on for a long time, hasn't it, Barbara?
It's a debate that's been going on. The Senate 2 weeks ago passed the law that would do just as you say, with an exemption for very small sellers.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we talk about taxes, it's hard. They call it the Marketplace Fairness Act, but whenever we talk about taxes, it's hard. In my opinion, it's hard to use fairness and tax in the same sentence.
I agree.
Right? but the point is that they want merchants to be, whether you're online or in bricks and mortar, to be in the same position. And you can make arguments on both sides on whether it's fair or not, but it would seem to me, if I had to say what was fair, that this seems to be fair. Like, why should online sales be exempt? Remember, it's the merchants aren't paying the tax.
Right.
The merchants are just tax collectors.
Which brings me to my objection. I don't have an objection with paying, with online sellers collecting the same tax that other people, that you have to on Main Street, because as you say, that is a little bit unfair. The problem I've got is there are almost 10,000 taxing
right.
districts in America. This has been my point since probably 2002, and that is that it's too much of a burden on the average small business owner to come up with how much should I remit this 35 cents to the Sheboygan County and the state of Wisconsin.
Well,
that's too much to keep up with.
Well, the law does try to address that. First of all, it does, besides exempting small sellers, meaning $1 million in sales. So if you're under $1 million, you don't have to, in remote
right.
sales, forget it. But if you're a substantial business, more than that, you're going to have to deal with it. But the law has two things. First of all, it would require the states to set up a single,
like a clearinghouse,
a single submission place. So
yeah.
You'd only have to be doing one rate per state.
Right.
And it would also require the creation of free software for every online
now,
business
this
to
is
use.
The, these are the two elements. Actually, three elements that have been missing all this time up until recently, and that's one, the exemption, and two are the last two things that you just said about the states.
Right, right. So it probably won't be, while it won't eliminate the nearly 10,000 different jurisdictions, from your perspective of being an online seller, mm-hmm. you only have to be concerned with one in each state, if, assuming the state has a sales tax.
Right. Yeah, which are around, what, 46 states, I think, have sales tax?
46, 47, I don't remember, something
like that. 34 don't have sales tax.
Yeah.
So I think the only thing, I think that's great. I'm actually, Frank, to tell you the truth, I'm amazed that somebody hasn't already created a software program that would take care of all this, that you could.
Well, there are a number of, I think there are about five sales tax approved companies like Avalara, and I think ADP might have mm-hmm. one that does this.
And so it's going to be going to the House. I'm not sure it will pass in the House, but I do think the exemption should be higher than $1 million. I think it should be more like $5 million.
Well, they had been. I think they knocked it down from two. So.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.